views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. It's my absolute honor and delight to be with you all today as we wrap up 2017. And what a year it has been for all of us as individuals and for our collective evolution, because this year has brought us so many challenges, so much growth, so much expansion, and so much letting go. And so we sit with this immense gratitude of giving our love and gratitude for all of it, all the experiences that we've had, the losses that we've experienced, the new beginnings that we've experienced, and what is ahead for us now in 2018. 2018 is a year of mastery. We're being asked to step into our full mastery as we begin this year. And there is the opportunity now for us to see that the magic of love and peace is all around us. And to help us do that, I bring to you today Tom Lombroso. Tom, welcome to the show today.
Cornelia, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So excited to be on your show. Yes, I'm so glad that you're here. We had some technical difficulties in the beginning because we are live on Facebook, and we're going to still try to get you to join me live during the breaks. So just letting the listeners know that we're still going to try to bring your face so that they can see who you are. And so, but I want to tell people a little bit about your story and about who you are. You were raised in Central New York, and you came with your parents to California in 1965. You went to college at Sacramento State for a degree in government, and then you went to Fresno State for a master's degree in urban and regional planning. You began your professional career as a city planner in 1971 with the city of Davis, California, and you worked your way to planning director of the city. You left in 1989 and you started your own company called Tom Lombroso Planning Incorporated, which assisted governments, lawyers, and builders through the government entitlement process. Then in 2001, your life changed dramatically. While you did not believe in angels at the time, an angel came to you in your Jeep while driving home on a Friday afternoon and shouted at you to slow down to 35. This was such a powerful experience that within seconds, a car pulled in front of you, causing a terrible car crash. The angel voice saved your life. Tom could have ignored this directive and he would likely not be alive today. But that started a whole new life. And Tom insisted that he find out who that angel was and why he talked to him to save his life. And it took years to find out, but in 2005, Tom had his first vision of hundreds of visions to come. And that vision was of the angel, Archangel Michael. Then in 2008, that angel came to him, to you, and to his wife Caroline in the form of a cloud over Sedona, Arizona, which he was able to photograph. In 2007, Tom became infatuated with clouds and their images, and he went to Peru. In 2007, he became an artist, not because he wanted to, but because he was directed to do that. In 2009, he was pushed by the angels to write his first book, Journey to the Clouds. And then in 2010, another book called Faces of the Universe. During the time from 2004 and 2010, Tom faced many obstacles along the way, all in service of spiritual transformation. Ancestral spirits, demons, even the dreaded Dijin attached to his body, causing pain, frustration, and even depression. Still today, such entities try to influence him or stop his work from being spread about angels, love, and peace. From 2008 to the present time, Tom would receive messages in the form of visions, whispers in his ear, or directions to do something. These messages were from angels and guides around him, as well as other dimensional beings. The guidance started a process of trips around the world to Egypt, Australia, England, Ireland, France, Italy. These travels were to spread our energies throughout the world, to follow Archangel Michael ley lines, and to recapture the remnants of the soul of past lives and soul integration. In 2013, Tom completed his third book, Simply Angelic, and in 2017, he completed his last book, The Magic of Finding Love and Peace. What an incredible, incredible journey that you've had since the beginning of that magical moment when the angel spoke to you. That's when it all began for you. And why don't you share with us today what that moment was like?
You mean the moment of the car crash?
Yeah. How did all that get started for you?
Well, I was just, as you explained, I was a pretty normal person working every day, and I'm coming home from around lunchtime, and this voice came in, very strong male voice, saying, slow to 35. And I was going 60. And it was so powerful. And I looked around, and there's nobody there, but it was clearly a voice, not in my mind. It was a voice from outside. And I said, wow, that's pretty important, so I better do it. So I did it, and within seconds, as you said, the car came in front of me, and it was unavoidable to run into each other. Both cars were totaled. And as I kind of tried to digest this, a few minutes, the CHP, or the California Highway Patrol, came. And I told the officer the story, and he said, sir, I see it all the time. You would definitely be dead by now if you didn't change 35. So that was kind of stunning for me. And I didn't know what happened, really, other than, you know what? It began a process for me to follow. You know, I could have ignored that voice. Oh, what the heck? What is that? I didn't hear that, really, or something along that line. But I did hear it, and I followed it. We, as humans, have so many chances to follow things, but we ignore them. They are opportunities. Some take a lot of courage. So I did follow. And that process of following messages was very important, because I had many, many, many examples of similar things that come into my life that I could ignore or I could follow. As an example, just 3 months after the accident, and I'm still healing from injuries, my wife and I were at a fundraiser in a nearby town, and this older woman came up to us who I'd never seen, and I don't know her name, but she knew me, and she said, you know, Tom, you had this accident, and your life is going to change dramatically from here on out. And you have to journal every day things that happen to you, or else you will forget them. And it's important that you remember. And then she walked away. Now, I believe that woman was an angel in human form, giving another message. And it was an important message. These books that I've done, particularly this last one, couldn't have happened without me journaling every day. Because she was right. Many things I would completely have forgotten, even some significant things, if I hadn't had them written down and I could go back to them. So it's very important. So another thing of taking the guidance rather than ignoring it.
And that's one of the things that I really want to honor you for and acknowledge you for today, for the courage that you took to honor the voice, for the courage that you took for taking action, for the courage that you took in articulating these messages. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with the Cornelia Stephanie Show and with my very special guest, Tom Lombroso. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Hi. welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. I'm here with my special guest today, Tom Lombroso, and we're here talking about the magic of finding love and peace, angels, courage, and to experience the magic that's all around us all the time. Welcome back to the show, Tom. I'm sorry that we couldn't get you live on Facebook, but certainly we can hear you, and we're just glad that we're able to have this communication.
Yes. Well, we'll do it again some other time.
That sounds good.
Make it work.
Yes, yes. So a couple things I want to say right away to the listeners is you have generously offered for anyone that's interested in receiving your book, the most amazing book. I just want to show people what it looks like. It's huge. The book is thick. It's 300 pages, almost 300 pages of extraordinary images, symbology, all kinds of beautiful. It's just filled with amazing information that describes your experience of the magic of finding love and peace. And you're offering this book for all the listeners today free of charge for the next 100 listeners that want to receive a copy of this book. And what is it that they need to do in order to get it, Tom?
Simply, they need to email me at tom@wenangelsdutch.com. tom@wenangelsdutch.com. And simply request the book, and please include your physical mailing address, or else I can't get it to you. I also pay all the postage, so everything is free.
Which is also a very generous, beautiful gift from your heart, which I absolutely love and adore. And thank you so much for doing that. And where can they find out more about your website, Tom?
At www.wenangelstouch.com. They will be able to see our website. We're also on Facebook at When Angels Touch Facebook. And you can friend me. I'd love that if you'd like to do that. I post usually three or four different clouds and other images each day.
So part of what fascinated me about your story is because you grew up, you had been in your life like completely as a left brain individual your whole life, where you were analytical and analytic in the analytical field, planning, had your own business on planning, and then you moved into the right brain, into the artistic, the intuitive, into the feminine, I want to say, after the accident. Would you agree with that?
Totally agree with all that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it takes so much courage for you to do that, for people to do that. And part of what we want to highlight today is how much joy that you get out of expressing that part of yourself right now that you didn't live before, right?
Yeah, it's a whole different way of life. It's a whole way, different way of thinking and experiencing things. And while there are many hurdles, which I call this kind of a spiritual pilgrimage, in the end, you learn so much and you get so much closer spiritually to yourself and to others and to the source of all creation that it's incredibly worthwhile. You have to be patient with it. You have to be a little bit of courageous with it and let it work for you. But you pretty much, I think everybody that goes through this has these issues to deal with in going through this pilgrimage. And they're all different, I'm sure.
Yes. Yes. So today is a very special day, 12/29. And I got a very clear and distinct invitation to invite you on this particular day. What can you tell us about 12/29?
Well, it's really funny. I never really believed in numerology, but I sure do now. Well,
I was born on 11/11/1948. 11/11, and then many people say 11/11 is a sign of the angels. Well, that angels are near you or whatever. Well, I really didn't know what that meant when I was growing up, but I do now. Well, today is 29th, and 2 and 9 equal 11. So it was no surprise to me that you wanted me on this particular day. So many other things relate to it. For example, my wife is born on 10/1. She's 11. That's how we connect. In fact, I met her 11 houses down from my house and when we were very young. My dad died at 92, which is an 11. My mom died at 83, which is an 11. My accident, the big accident, was on 2/9/2001 on Highway 65, 11 and 11.
Wow.
And it's really interesting is I connect with my dad who died in 2011. He speaks to me through one of my psychic friends. And I can talk to him like I talk to you right now. He says that where he is now, it's all about numbers and math. He says, when you get up here, you'll see it. So numbers are incredibly important.
Yes. And so we're getting ready to take another break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about you being a Scorpio, because I'm sure that has a lot to do with the transformation and everything that led you into this path of this discovery, this pilgrimage that you've been on for the last 10 years. So we'll be right back.
Okay.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Do you want to tap into your true potential, get creative, and learn to live with more joy? Join Vicki Todd, host of Unstuck Joy in Art Vision Journaling. Draw, doodle, collage, and write your way to intuitively creating your ultimate life vision with simple art prompts. No experience necessary. Vicki will show you how. All art supplies are included. Join Vicki every second Saturday monthly, 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific at Spa Air in Kirkland, Washington. To register, visit spaair.com. That's spaeir.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. And I'm here with Tom Lombroso, and we're talking about his amazing experience that he had that changed his life. And before the break, we were talking about numbers and astrology and you being a Scorpio. Can you tell us a little bit more about what does that mean to you?
As I got into this different way of life, I certainly researched more my astrological sign. And it's very interesting how my life has guided with that. And I think why astrology is important to a lot of people is they feel the same thing too. In my case, Scorpio energy is very strong. My profession that I had as a city planner or in working in government is one of the traits of being a Scorpio. And so you wonder why, how your life transforms in different ways into what you are. Well, it's guided by the stars and star energy and so forth. Many Scorpios are supposed to be very aggressive in a way. I'm not that way. I was born with a sense of peace within me, and I followed that. And this pilgrimage, so to speak, that I'm on, it is about peace.
Yes, it is about peace. Are you complete in talking, or did you cut out?
I cut out.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So this pilgrimage is about peace, is what you said, right?
Yes. Yes. It's about love.
Yes.
It's about peace.
Yes. Yes. So what really interests me is I want to go back to that day when you were in the car. I really want to help people understand hearing the voice of what is that like? So you're driving down the road and all of a sudden the voice, an angelic voice is asking you to slow down. And so you slowing down to 35 is what saved your life.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had a lot of injuries.
At 35, you had what?
At 35 miles an hour, I had a lot of injuries.
My ribs, my legs.
And I even hit my head on the steering column.
Wow.
All the windows in the cars blew out.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. And so that is what began your journey of communicating with your angelic Archangel Michael. Is that right?
Not exact. The sound is getting very bad now. I'm sorry.
Oh. Yes, let's take a break. Let's see if we can take a break and see if we can get the sound better. I apologize. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm here with Tom Lombrazo, and we are talking about finding the magic of love and peace with Tom. And we're experiencing some technical difficulties today, and we apologize for that. I want to be able to tell our listeners today where to get the copy of your book, because each person that writes you an email at
Tom at When Angels Touch.
Tom@whenangelstouch.com receive a copy of your amazing book, The Magic of Finding Love and Peace. And this is an absolutely brilliant book that has all the images, activations, and wonderful stories that you captured in here over the last few years of what you've been experiencing with the clouds and the angels that are communicating with you. And so, wow, how did you, I know you're married, and so how did all of this play out with your wife, and how did you meet your wife, Caroline?
Well, that's an interesting story. As we moved to California, we settled in a small town near Sacramento, the capital, and I didn't meet her for another year. I finished high school that year. And I'm driving down our street, and all of a sudden there's this young girl, I'm 17, and there's a young girl in her front yard, watering her yard, very pretty, and I waved to her. I was very shy. I didn't have the guts enough to stop. And, well, about five times this happened over the next couple of weeks, and she'd always be there. And then the last time, I got the message, and this is prior to my accident in 2001, remember. I could see her in the distance, and then I heard this voice in my left ear, and it was a female voice, and it said, "You have to stop. You have to stop." And I said to myself, That's the first time I ever had that. And I said to myself, also, well, what could she do? Just say no? That's the worst, right? And so I stopped and I asked her out, and that started everything. And we're together 51 years later, all this time. So it was meant to be, in a sense. I was guided by a guide, a female guide, which I think is my godmother, who's passed away, of course. That was the best thing that ever happened to me. And we have worked together. We're complete opposites, by the way. The yin and yang forces actually work. And she has been involved in this from the start. However, in the beginning, after the accident, she was very skeptical. And I don't blame her. I mean, she's not experiencing this. I'm only experiencing it. And so you'd have to question what kind of things are happening in Tom's life that are changing him so much. His views, his opinions, his things that are happening around him that he discusses with her. And I made sure she knew everything that was happening to me every day, which were a lot of weird things, to be honest with you. And she stuck in there. And then, right today, there's no question she believes everything that I've said. We've taken tons of pictures of these things. And so there's no doubt. There's proof everywhere around us.
So, because again, that also had to create some shifts in your relationship as well, because you were living your life one way, planning and logic and the way that you've lived, and then now all of a sudden you're perceiving your reality in completely different ways, and I'm sure that had to affect your relationship. But it sounds like the love that you two have for each other has evolved into more of divine love between the yin and the yang. Would you agree that that is true?
Yes, it's a different kind of love. We love the way we used to love, but we also add this component of a spiritual being, both of us being spiritual beings and recognizing that. And by the way, she's evolved along the line as well. She has her own special abilities. And we've discovered the many past lives that she's had that we've had together. This is not just new. We've been around quite a bit in past lives, and we've been together in those lives and evolved to this point in time today.
Right. And I mean, the fact that the guide was asking you to speak to her early on when you were so young to communicate with her, that was your destiny. Wouldn't you agree with that? That was a fated appointment for you to meet her.
Yes, absolutely. And looking back at it, it was a defining moment.
It was a defining moment. And so you were already having communications with your guides from early on. And, but it's just gotten more practice now. It's gotten more, that's how you live your life now. Is that right? It's you communicate with your guidance all the time, and you perceive in the way that you perceive your reality today?
Yes. I mean, for example, I would never meditate ever before. And now I do every day in some form. And there are many entities around me that I communicate with that I would have thought before the accident, I would have said, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. But it's not crazy. It's about recognizing and that this is a possibility and living that possibility. And more things get revealed to you as you go along this path. It doesn't just come to you all of a sudden, usually. And we've had to work at it and live it each day. And more things happen. So it's an interesting life, because so many different things happen to you, perhaps on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm so curious to hear a little bit more about the woman that came in the angel form that spoke to you and told you that to journal everything and to write everything down.
Yes. Well, I mean, I never saw her before and I never saw her after. And we've had two or three experiences with what I would call angels in human form come to us. This was the first one that I would recognize. And she was completely right to tell me. And she knew my life was going to change in a major way. How did she know? And why did she give me that advice to journal? Well, it was appropriate advice because so many things have happened. I would not have been able to write about them as we have in this last book, for example, or to recognize the things that are happening on a daily basis. So many synchronicities and clues and messages come in to us that they come in more now because we recognize them and we act upon them. And that's a key thing about, I would suggest for people, is that messages come into everybody in some way. And many people don't want to acknowledge them and do not act on them. There are clearly opportunities for them to grow spiritually, but many people will not do it. Most people that I've run into, I'm very open with all this, as you can see, but many people are not. Many people have experiences like I had, but they push them out of their lives and don't seek further guidance from them. And so I was not that way. I was supposed to look at these things and continue to explore. And I have not had, it would be easy to have fear in this, but I don't have any fear. And that has opened up the opportunities to grow in a spiritual way. And it's just amazing the things that have come forward for us. And that's why the book is written, to help people understand some of the things that might happen in a transformation in a spiritual basis. It's our case in this particular book, but there are many different ways this happens for people. I'm clearly not the only one this is happening to. It's happening to a lot of people. So I thought this would be of interest to many people who haven't had a transformation or who are in a different transformation. And what I've done in the book, as you know, I've documented many of the stories with pictures. And I might say, yes, you can see this cover. It's an amazing thing. That cover is a result of 10 years of clues and messages to go eventually to Padua, a city in northern Italy, to the St. Anthony Basilica in Padua. And I was guided, once I got inside the building, to go down the left aisle and take pictures with my iPhone of the pictures on the wall. The cover is actually shows more light than it was so dark in there. So the camera picked up more light. But as you can see, there are two light beings that are showing. This is not light coming in from the windows. And these are not beings I saw with my own eyes. This is what the camera saw. Yeah. And I sent this immediately to my two psychics, and both said independently, "This the one on the left is Mother Mary, and the one on the right is Mary Magdalene. And if you see the one on the right, light is coming down from a little angel in the picture to form her. And she appears to be in a prayer position." Now, the basilica itself is an amazing healing place that hundreds of thousands of people go to a year, to St. Anthony and his tomb there, to be healed. And you can touch his tomb and you can feel the energy coming from that tomb. So we were so gifted and blessed to have this picture. And as soon as I saw it, I said, "Ooh, that could be the cover of a new book."
Wow. It's absolutely extraordinary. And I just find this is the most beautiful book, one of the most beautiful books I've ever seen. And that's one of the things, Tom, that I want to say to you that I absolutely admire you for, is the way that you have, what an outstanding job that you have done in capturing all of this beauty, all of this truth, and capturing, articulating the messages the way that you write about it on your website. I want to send people to your website, www.whenangelstouch.com. And you did such a great job in articulating, capturing, journaling what the woman, the angel, instructed you to do, and you followed that instruction, and you did such a great job with it. And I'm so glad that you did that, because we all need to do more of that. When we capture how we live our lives, how we live our lives on a daily basis, how we experience and perceive our realities, and how helpful that is for the evolution on the planet. And that's why I wanted to invite you to come to the show, because I want people to be able to perceive the world through your eyes, because of the way that you see the beauty and excuse me, and the messages that you have to share with us. So I thank you so much for that. Would you please tell our audience again how to get a copy of your amazing book?
All you have to do is email me at tom@whenangelstouch.com and simply request the book and include your physical mailing address. Without that, I can't send it to you. And it's all free, the book and the postage. It's all free.
Right. So there's so many things to talk about with you, so many different areas that we could go into. But a couple things that I just want to bring out. The other day when you and I had a chat, checking our Skype connection, you mentioned to me your mantra. And I wrote it down, the 5 P's. Tell us the 5 P's.
This is just a portion of our mantra, but it's something that evolved over time based on our experiences. So it's peace, patience, persistence, perseverance, and now I'm forgetting the last one. Peace, patience, persistence, perseverance, and privacy. And those represent things that we had to work through. We're living a life of peace and doing everything we can do to have peace in our individual lives and our lives together, and to bring peace to others. Persistence, patience, all that relates to going through this process and not just giving up because something bad might happen to you.
Tom?
Yes.
We've got to go. The show is at its. Thank you so much for being with us. Please come back again. And thank you for bringing your peace and your magic to all of us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.